Please turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 7. We want to read some verses at the beginning of this chapter. My subject today is simply entitled Defeat at Ai. And we want to read from verse 1 to 5 just at this time. Joshua chapter 7, verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zereth, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. And make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men. And they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote them about 36 men, for they had chased them from before the gate, even unto Shepharim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Amen. We'll end our reading at verse 5 just now. We know the Lord will bless the reading of His word to our hearts. Let's bow in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee and we praise Thee today for all Thy mercies to us. We thank Thee, Lord, that we can turn to Thy precious word. And we pray today, Lord, that You would come and speak to our hearts. O God, we thank Thee for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the One who has redeemed us for time and for eternity. We thank Thee for the privilege of serving Thee. O God, I pray in these days that You would come, Lord, and send us a breath of revival. That You would move, Lord, in our hearts and draw us closer to Thyself. Pray, Lord, now as we come to consider Thy precious word, that we might know the help of the Lord. We pray, Lord, that You would speak to each and every one of us. And, O God, especially Your people, that You would come, Lord, and help us not only to be hearers, but doers of Thy truth. Bless us now. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. When the army of Israel went to fight against the city of Ai, they were defeated. Humanly speaking, this should have been an easy victory, because the city of Ai was a small city with few men of war to protect it. But instead of victory, Israel lost the battle. The reason why Israel was defeated on this occasion was because there was sin in the camp of Israel. During the Battle of Jericho, a man by the name of Achan disobeyed the command of God. Achan took of the spoils of war which God had forbidden him to take. And because of this sin, the children of Israel were defeated in the Battle of Ai. This incident was a low point in the life of Joshua. Indeed, God's servant was so downcast and despondent over this defeat at Ai that he wished that Israel had never crossed over the River Jordan. Now, immediately after Israel were defeated, Joshua sought the Lord in prayer. The result of this was God revealing to Joshua and the elders of Israel the cause of the problem. Joshua then dealt with the sin of Achan. And after the sin of Achan was dealt with, God then lifted the reproach that was on Israel, and the blessing of God was restored again to the nation of Israel. Child of God, there are many solemn lessons for you and I in this chapter of God's Word. And very simply today, I want us to consider these solemn lessons. And I pray that God will write His Word upon our hearts. So far in these studies, we have seen that the saints of God can know victory in their walk with God. But here in Joshua chapter 7, we see clearly that we can also know defeat in our walk with God. We can also know defeat in our Christian lives. Very simply today, as we look at this sad chapter in the life of the children of Israel, I pray that the Lord will speak to all of our hearts. Very simply, I just want us to consider the solemn lessons that we can learn here from Israel's defeat at Ai. First of all, I want you to notice that sin will hinder our walk with God. I believe that's the first solemn lesson that we learn here. There's no doubt that when you study this passage of Scripture, Joshua made some mistakes. For example, before the Battle of Ai took place, we don't read that Joshua sought the Lord for direction. Before the crossing of Jordan, before the Battle of Jericho, Joshua met with the Lord, and God told him how to proceed. But no such meeting took place before the Battle of Ai. I believe that was a mistake on the part of Joshua. Joshua here presumes that all is well. But of course all was not well. But having said that, that was not the reason why Israel was defeated at Ai. The reason why the children of Israel lost the Battle of Ai was because of Achan's sin. Look at verse 1 of Joshua chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Look at verse 10. And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. Verse 12. Wherefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Now, in those verses, we learn very simply that the reason why they lost the battle at Ai was because of the sin of Achan. This sin of Achan prevented the children of Israel moving forward in their walk with God. This sin that was in the camp of Israel hindered the conquering of Canaan. Sin brought them to a standstill. Child of God, sin will hinder our walk with God. Sin in our lives will prevent us moving forward for God. Indeed, sin will make us go in the opposite direction to the way God wants us to go. There are many examples of this in the Bible. But I just want to draw your attention to one of those many examples. Turn over with me just for a moment in your Bibles to the book of Jonah. Now, Jonah is a familiar story to us. And in this first chapter of Jonah, we have the Lord speaking to his servant. And of course, God instructs Jonah to go in a certain direction. But Jonah disobeys. the direction of God. That's what Achan did. He disobeyed the command of God. And Jonah here in Jonah chapter 1 is disobeying the command of God. Look at verse 1 of Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Jonah sinned by disobeying the command of God. And because of this sin of disobedience, not only did he stop going in the direction God wanted him to go, but he started to go in the opposite direction. Jonah's walk with God was hindered because of sin, his sin of disobedience. Dear saint of God, here we have a solemn lesson. And the solemn lesson is this, that sin will hinder our walk with God. Not only will it stop us from advancing in our Christian lives, but it will make us take steps backward. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul said to the church of Galatia in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7. Paul said this, Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? I wonder, is there someone here today? You're saved. You're born again of the Spirit of God. But sin has hindered your walk with God. We have already noticed in these studies, as I have said, that there's victory in the Christian life. And we have seen how Joshua, under God, has led the children of Israel into victory. Victory crossing the Jordan. Victory in the Battle of Jericho. And as we continue these studies, we're going to see the children of Israel continuing in victory. But when we come to chapter 7, we see that their progress is halted and that their onward march is stopped. And instead of victory, we have them in defeat. And the reason for that defeat was because of sin in the camp. And child of God, the truth of the matter is, sin in our lives, willful sin in our lives, will hinder our walk with God. Hinder our progress, growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice something else here. Turn back to Joshua chapter 7, there's another lesson, solemn lesson, and it's this. Sin will rob us of God's power. Look what it says in verse 4 and 5 of Joshua chapter 7. So there went up thither the people, about 3,000 men. That was the children of Israel, the army of Israel, going to fight against Ai. And they fled from before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men. Because of Achan's sin, the children of Israel had lost the power of God. God's power was not amongst them. God's power had been taken from them. Was this the same army that had just crossed over Jordan? Was this the same army that had just conquered Jericho? Of course it was. But what's now wrong? Well, the answer is simple. God's power has been taken from them, drawn from them, because there is now sin in the camp. Oh, Joshua and the children of Israel thought that nothing had changed. They thought that God's power was still upon them. That's why Joshua gave the order to attack the city of Ai. That's why the spies who were sent out to spy out the city of Ai in verse 2 came back with great confidence, because they believed that God's power was still amongst them. But They were wrong. God had drawn his power, withdrawn his power because of this sin that we read about in verse 1. As far as Joshua was concerned, he had done nothing wrong. As far as he was concerned, the Lord was still with them. His power was still there with them. But how wrong he was. You know, child of God, here's the lesson. Willful sin in our lives will rob us of God's power. God's power. Not only will it hinder us in our walk with God, but it will rob us of the power of the Lord. Now, again, there are many examples of this in the Bible. And I suppose the most well-known example is Samson. Keep your hand in Joshua chapter 7 for a moment and turn over with me to Judges chapter 16. Samson, of course, was one of the judges in Israel, and he was a man that was blessed of God in many ways. And certainly, throughout his life, he knew the power of God. He knew the Lord coming upon him in mighty power. Let me just read chapter 15 and verse 14 to you. Do you see the power that Samson had? It says in verse 14, "And when he came into Lehi, the Philistine shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson. And the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of an ass have I slain 1,000 men." What power Samson had. What power he knew as he walked with God. He knew the presence of the Lord and he knew the power of God in a very special way. But he lost that power. And of course the reason why he lost that power was because of sin. Sin robbed Samson of his power. Look at Judges chapter 16 and verse 20. "And she said, that was Delilah, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him." And of course we know what happened after that. The Philistines bound him. They put out his eyes and they put him into the prison. Sin robbed Samson of God's power. And in Joshua chapter 7, God's power has been taken away from Israel. And instead of defeating their enemies, instead of conquering Ai, they are running away from their enemies. And the men of Ai, though few in number, have defeated the army of Israel. Oh, child of God, is there not a solemn lesson there? Again, a solemn lesson for you and me in our Christian lives. There is victory for us. We have already found that out. We're going to see that next week again. But in this chapter, the Lord is revealing unto us afresh that we can't play around with sin and expect God's blessing, expect God's power. Expect God's presence with us. Sin will not only hinder us in our walk with God, with advancing in the Christian life, but sin will rob us of God's power. And if there's a day and age when we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, if there's a day and age when we need God's power and God's strength to live for Him, then it is this day and age in which we live. But notice something else. Take a look at Joshua chapter 7 again. Notice thirdly, that sin will discourage the servant of God and stop the blessing falling upon others. This defeat at Ai greatly discouraged Joshua. And although it was only the sin of one man, all Israel suffered. Now consider, first of all, how this sin discouraged Joshua. Look at what it says in verse 7. And Joshua said, this is after the defeat of Ai, and Joshua said, "At last, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it." Why, in those verses we can see how discouraged Joshua was at this defeat. And of course, it was sin that had caused this defeat. Joshua was so despondent that he wished that he had never crossed the river Jordan. And although this was Achan's sin, it was affecting Joshua, the man of God. Now, as we have pointed out already, I believe that Joshua did make some mistakes here. But the reason why Israel was defeated here was because of the sin of Achan. And that was affecting the man of God. It was discouraging the man of God. It was bringing Joshua into a place of despondency. And of course, not only did it affect and discourage the man of God, but it also affected the whole nation. Look again what it says in verse 1. "But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing." But look what it says at the end of the verse. "And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel." And look what it says in the first part of verse 11. This is Achan's sin, one man's sin. "Israel hath sinned." God doesn't say there, "Achan hath sinned," though he had, and he was going to be judged for it. But God says, "Israel hath sinned." Oh, what a solemn lesson there, child of God, for you and I. Willful sin in our lives will affect others. Not only will it discourage those who are seeking to go on with God, but it will bring disrepute to the work of God as a whole. Again, there are many examples that we could turn to in the Bible, but let me just give you one, another well-known example. When David committed adultery with Bathsheba, it affected God's work as a whole because it caused the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. David's sin brought great reproach upon all of God's people. Let me just read you what it says in 2 Samuel and the chapter 12. 2 Samuel chapter 12. And we read there in verse 13 these words. "And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord." It was David's sin. It was no one else's sin. "And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme." See that? Child of God, before we enter into willful sin, we need to stop and think of the effect that our sin will have not only upon ourselves, but we need to stop and think of the effect that our sin will have upon the work of God as a whole. As a whole. And that's why it's so important when you and I, child of God, make decisions that we need to make sure that we make the right decision. in our Christian lives, because if it all goes pear shape, then not only will our testimony be affected, but the testimony of the whole church will be affected as well. How quickly in Joshua chapter 7, how quickly victory turned to defeat. We need to pray that God keeps us from sin. And of course, one of the petitions in the Lord's Prayer is, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. My, if there's a day and age when we need to offer that petition, then it is this day and age in which we live. We need to pray, O God, keep us from sin. Keep us from sinning. Help us, Lord, to walk with Thee. Because when we sin willfully, not only do we mar our own testimony, but we mar the testimony of the Church of Jesus Christ. So you can see here the effect of one man's sin upon the nation. Now there's something else here I want you to notice. Turn again to Joshua chapter 7. I want you to notice, fourthly, that only when sin is dealt with will we go forward in victory again. Achan's sin had to be dealt with. God's dealing with the sin in the camp of Israel can be seen from verses 13 to verse 26. Now we're not going to read all of those verses, but you take the time to read them, and you will read there the detail of how the Lord dealt with Achan's sin. But I want you to notice verse 25. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? Speaking here to Achan. The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burnt them with fire. So the sin of Achan is destroyed, taken away from the camp of Israel. Achan is dealt with, and not only is he dealt with, but his family is dealt with as well. Now look what it says at the end of the verse. After they had stoned them with stones, verse 26, and they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. Now look at these words. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. In other words, God started to bless Joshua and the children of Israel again. And when we come into chapter 8, and we're going to see this next week, when we come into chapter 8, we can see here that Joshua leads the army again against Ai, but instead of defeat, this time there's victory. Instead of the army of Israel running from the army of Ai, they defeat the men of Ai, and a great victory is given to Israel. Why? Because the sin that crippled them the first time they attacked Ai is now removed. And God is with his people again. And God is blessing his people again. And God's power is amongst his people again. You see, when sin is removed, God will bless his people. When Jonah eventually obeyed the command of God, the Lord blessed him. And when you read the rest of the book of Jonah, you learn that. Because Jonah eventually went down to Nineveh and he preached the gospel and many were saved. God blessed his servant when he obeyed. And of course, when you read the story of Samson, the Bible tells us that Samson's hair began to grow again. There were consequences of that, there was no doubt. But the Lord blessed Samson when he turned afresh to him. And of course, Samson slew more in his death than he did in his life. Child of God, we cannot know victory in our Christian lives and hold on to sin. We can't live in sin and expect the blessing of God. We need to confess our sin. We need to turn away from our sin. And of course, that is what is happening here in Joshua chapter 7 in the latter verses. We have here Joshua and the elders of Israel dealing with sin in the camp of Israel. And because they dealt with that sin, the Lord blessed them and the power of God was seen again among them. You know, the Bible says if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And of course, those words in 1 John chapter 1 were written to God's people and to the saints of God. And I pray in these days that God would give us the grace to live for Him and to turn away from sin. Indeed, that the Lord would give us the grace to seek the Lord with all our hearts. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, Joshua was a man who wanted to serve the Lord. And although he made a few mistakes here, and although he was confused at why the Lord did not give them victory at Ai initially, he got down to the midst of the problem, he sorted the problem out, and he went forward for God again. And along with him went the rest of the nation of Israel. Oh, child of God, perhaps you have been wounded. Perhaps you have failed. Perhaps you have sinned. Well, thank God. The Lord will forgive you for your sin, and He will remove your sin, and He will give you victory again in your Christian life. But don't remain at a standstill. And don't allow sin to reign in your mortal bodies. And don't allow the devil to keep you down. Because that's exactly what the devil wants to do. Thank God there's cleansing, there's forgiveness for sins. And if you need to confess your sins today, then you confess your sins and you get things right with God, and the Lord will take you up again, and the Lord will use you, and you will know His presence again, and you will know His power again, because the Lord, the Bible tells us, is merciful and gracious, long-suffering. And thank God, if you're truly saved, you have experienced that and you know that there's mercy with the Lord. And that's what we learn here in this chapter, that there's mercy with the Lord. Well, the Lord definitely will deal with sin. Of that there is no doubt. But thank God, child of God, He has dealt with our sins. He has dealt with our sins upon the cross. And when His Son, His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, died upon the middle tree on Golgotha's brow, sin was dealt with. And thank God, because of that sacrifice, you and I can have cleansing from our sins, and we can know victory over sin, and we can know the power of God once again in our Christian experience. All the lessons here are solemn, of that there is no doubt. And I pray that it might be a warning. And it is a warning. That's why it is placed here in the Scriptures. You know, the Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And of course, it's always nice to read about the crossing of Jordan and how the Lord performed the miracle. It's always nice to read about how the Lord brought down the walls of Jericho. And we rejoice in the victory that's found in these pages. But we need to read about the warnings as well, because chapter 7 is there as a warning. Child of God is to warn us. Sin is real. The devil's real. Temptation is real. Young Christian, you need to be aware of that. Maybe you're not long saved. Remember, you only saved a few years. Maybe you're just young in the Christian faith. Well, this is a battle that we're in. A battle against truth and righteousness. A battle against sin and error. A battle that we have to face day by day. And it's so important that we recognize that we're going to have to face temptation. And we're going to have to live close to the Lord And every time we come to make a decision, every time we come to go in a certain direction, we need to seek the face of the Lord for His direction. Joshua sought the Lord's direction before he crossed the Jordan, before he fought the Battle of Jericho. He met with the Lord. The second time when they won the Battle of Ai, he sought the Lord. But there's no reading here of him seeking the Lord when they went up the first time to fight against Ai. If he had, he would have found out then that there was going to be no victory. He would have found out then, I believe, that there was sin in the camp that had to be dealt with. Oh, I pray that God will write His word upon our hearts and upon our souls. Maybe there's those here today and you're not saved. My friend, you need your sin dealt with. You need your sin forgiven. Because if you die in your sin without Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be lost forever. Sin will bring you down to hell. Sin will rob you of heaven. Sin will rob you of glory. And sin will bring you down into a lost eternity. Because the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And that's why it is so important for you to turn to Christ and to seek Him as your own and personal Savior. And thank God, if you turn to Christ today, He will save you. Because the Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you saved? Are you redeemed by the precious blood of Christ? Are your sins forgiven? Are they under the blood? Are they cleansed? Oh, I pray, if you have never sought the Lord for salvation, that even this Lord's day you will come and put your faith and trust in the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And there's only one, of course, who's able to forgive you and cleanse you from your sins. And that is the Lord Jesus. For neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. May God bless His word to all of our hearts. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee and we praise Thee today for the word of God. We thank Thee for this warning that is placed in the Bible. Oh God, we're so conscious that we could be seeking to go on with God, and yet all the time not knowing power in our lives because of sin in our lives. Oh God, forgive us for our sins today. Cleanse us in the precious blood. We pray, Lord, today that You would help us to walk in Thy will and to do Thy will and to serve Thee with all our hearts and souls and minds. Lord, make us sensitive to sin. And, O God, we pray that we'll be often around the throne of grace seeking the will and mind of God for our lives. We thank Thee, Lord, that we have Thy precious word. We pray, Lord, that through Thy word that You would guide us day by day. Bless Your saints and encourage Your people. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.